On second and 10, and it's now third and 10 for the Wildcats' 23-yard line.
Tawee did a great job of picking up the blitz off of the blind side of Braden Locke. And, you know, with Lake Michigan and the beautiful throw to the back pylon, only Walker could catch it. Looked like he got his hands on it, unable to secure it all the way down through the ground.
Three receivers left. You got C.J. Williams on the right. Walker, the running back. Third and 10, Wisconsin at the Northwestern 23-yard line. Locke with a look over, play clock down to five. Locke gets the snap, looking to throw again. The ball is tipped in the air and dropped by Damon Walters. I mean, it was right there for him. He could not gather it just outside the 10-yard line. A big break for the Badgers. It allows them to try a field goal.
That ball was tipped way up at the end. Usually that ends up because the Northwestern's eyes are on the ball. They're in zone coverage. That was as easy of an interception opportunity. I don't know who, one of their defensive linemen knocked it straight up in the air. Very fortunate that that thing fluttered to the ground.
Well, Sean McLaughlin, the defensive end, who deflected it. Nathaniel Vaco, 6 of 9 this season, will try a 40-yarder from the right hash. Snap, spot, and that field goal attempt is blocked. Dribbles inside the 10-yard line. They'll let it die there. And now both teams have blocked field goal tries. Nothing easy at all here today. 5:30 left in the first half. It remains 7-0. Wisconsin leading Northwestern. I believe we'll take another break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. We'll step away. 5.5 minutes left in the second quarter. It remains Wisconsin 7, Northwestern nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC, a little block party going on here today. 7-0 Wisconsin leads Northwestern. 5:30 left in the half. We send it downstairs again to Patrick.
Well, that time the special teams wasn't great, but we've talked about how Wisconsin puts an emphasis on special teams. That's really important to Luke Fickell, so much to the point that he puts his starters on all of the special teams units. You'll see Will Pauling as a gunner, etc. So it's paying dues. Last year, no blocked kicks. This year, already 4 blocked kicks in each of the last 3 games. And it's been a while since Wisconsin's been able to do that. The last blocked field goal for Wisconsin was in 2018. Last blocked punt was in 2020. So credit to the special teams. One bad piece of update, Xavier Lucas will not return to this game. He is out with an upper body injury. He is back on the bench now, but he will not return to this game.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Northwestern just blocking a field goal try. Nathaniel Vakos had one rejected, a 40-yard attempt. So the Wildcats will be starting at their 23-yard line, first and 10.
Seems like this is kind of how this always goes. Doesn't matter. It's always going to be a sludge match, and this game has turned out to be no different so far.
Cam Porter, the running back, 2 receivers left. Looping into the backfield now is Hyman, so they got a 2-back set and movement up front. Penalty marker flies.
Kurt Neal making sure, a little flinchy from the left guard, making sure the ref saw it, got the false start.
Offense, number 62, 5-yard penalty, still first down.
So we'll make it first and 15 for Northwestern. Back at their 18-yard line, 5:30 left in the first half, 7-0 Wisconsin. Braden Locke, 8-yard touchdown run. Quarter to the right of Jack Lausch. Lausch gets the snap. Badgers send four. Lausch, pocket closes. A throw to the right. Broken up. Incomplete. Intended for Calvin Johnson. Airtight coverage from Ricardo Hallman. Second and 15 for the Wildcats.
I was glad I looked because it felt like he maybe got there a smidge early, but no flag. And I know Ricardo, he is just wanting opposing offenses to throw his way. I think he has been very limited with the opportunities that he's had. He's still irritated about not being able to squeeze that one last week he had. Here, got there, deflected the football away, setting up a second long here.
Two receivers right. Bryce Kurtz comes out to the left from the Northwestern 18-yard line. Second down and 15 for the Wildcats. Lausch to throw, four-man rush. That pass got batted down. That looked like it might have been, well, it was Lowry or Darryl Peterson. It was Darryl Peterson. With that knockdown, make it third down and 15 for the Cats at their 18-yard line.
He's been playing some really good football. I thought last week he had his best game in there. Just ran a little stunt. He looped back inside. Knew he wasn't going to get there. Northwestern was going for a little check down action. Got his left paw up in the air and just smothered it down to the ground.
So here we go. Third and 15, Northwestern back at its 18-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. The running back is Porter. They'll give it to him up the middle. Has room, 25, and gets up to the 30-yard line and stopped just beyond the 30 and short of the first down. Clock is running with 5:08 left in the half. They place it at the 30, fourth down and three for the Wildcats. And Luke Akers on the punt again with Hunter Waller deep.
That tells you a lot. It's obviously third and 15. A lot of times you see a draw or a screen play. You don't want to turn the football over. Gives you a good idea of where Northwestern's head's at as far as how this game is going to continue to be played.
Waller is deep. Could be looking into that sun here. Snap to Akers. Steps up. Kick is away. Waller lets it hit inside the 35. He'll get it on a hop, and he gets knocked back halfway to Milwaukee. I mean, he just got drilled. He fielded it on a hop and paid the price for it. He saved his team some yards. He got belted. He's all right. Heading back to the sideline. Badgers starting just inside their 25-yard line with 4:35 left in the first half. It is 7-0 Wisconsin. We'll go ahead and take a break. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
4:35 left in the half, 7-0 Wisconsin. Badgers starting at their 24-yard line because Waller bravely fielded a punt on a hop. What do you got on Hunter, Patrick?
He's a leader on this team, and he's one of Luke Fickell's favorite guys because he's a football player. He loves contact. I was just now walking behind the bench and kind of caught his eye, and he gave me like the big eye emoji. and then he winked and smiled. I think he loved taking that hit personally.
He absorbed it really well. Tough dude.
Yeah, he did take a jolt, but you said it. If he does not, we're probably starting inside the, for sure inside the 10 and maybe down the 5, and that's leadership right there, and you know, to give Patrick the wink. Love it.
Andrews have all their timeouts available. Lock on first down, looking to throw. Pockets tight and trying to get out of traffic. Najee Story not having it. A sack of Braden Locke inside the 20-yard line down to about the 17 on a loss of 6.
Seven. Internal clock kind of ran. A little bit of penetration off of the left guard from where we were sitting, and that forced Locke to step up a little earlier. His eyes can't stay down the field. And the clock ran out, Northwestern. We haven't seen a lot of sacks by this group given up.
So get down in 17 for the Badgers 17-yard line. A throw over the middle, and that's caught by Will Pauling, and he gets drilled at the 30-yard line. Damon Walters out of the secondary, and that creates a third and manageable. They'll place at the 29 of Wisconsin, third down and 5.
Good route, and Will, you know, battling injuries. He's been, you know, missed a little bit of the last 2 weeks. Just shows again how tough he is. That was good coverage, good throw, and a big hit by Northwestern, but he held on.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Snap back to Locke, looking right, looking left, still looking, fires left. That's caught by Vinny Anthony across the 45-yard line. Fussell will guide him out of bounds at the 48-yard line of the far side, Wisconsin territory. First down for the Badgers.
And Northwestern does not blitz a lot. Looking at some of the last 3 or 4 weeks, only about 20 blitzes on third down. They went with a four-man rush, and Wisconsin handled it all day. That protection set up that completion.
3:10 left in the half, 7-0 Wisconsin. Two receivers right, one on the left. From the 48-yard line, Wisconsin territory, first and 10, and penalty markers fly, false start. Wisconsin make it first down and 15.
Offense, number 38, 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Good Tucker Ashcraft. That's the first infraction against Wisconsin today. We were talking about it with Patrick on our pregame show. The Badgers were penalized just about 28 yards a game. Second best in the Big Ten, third best in the nation. They have a first and 15 now at their 43-yard line. Anthony wide to the left. Pauling slot right. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Locke gets the snap, and he'll give it to Walker off the left side. 45, Tawi to the 50, and still driving down to the 47, maybe the 46 of Northwestern. He showed a whole lot of the portfolio there, a little dart and dash, a little power in the end. Impressive run again from Tawi Walker.
A great job by Ashcraft of leading up. He started on the right side. He pulled and did a great job. You have a 5-yard penalty. You want to get it right back. He did a great kickout block. Washed Northwestern's defensive end all the way to the sideline.
Second down and 4 for the Wildcats, 46-yard line. Another handoff to Walker, trying to hit the left edge, and he'll twist his way shy of the stick. Coco Azuma gets over there. They'll mark at the 43, it looks like. Make it a third down and 1 as we hit the 2-minute timeout. So we'll go ahead and keep it here with the Badgers facing a third and 1, leading Northwestern 7-0. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online to Revive like a Badger. Check out MuellerRevive.com.
Very impressed with what Northwestern has been able to do in the back end, because Walker, they've done a pretty good job of trying to keep him in contain. I know he had the one long 24-yard run. He's got 11 carries, 68 yards, but their perimeter, I really like what Wisconsin's O-line. They've been given enough space for the most part. I've had a couple of TFLs, but there is another case where Jack Nelson, left tackle, really washed his guy down. And if one guy out there, and that's all you're asking, if you can get your tailback out on the perimeter, and they've made a couple of plays. So in that case, I thought that was going to be an easy first down pickup. Did a good job of kind of securing Tawi and getting him down before he was able to pick up that first down.
Badgers have 178 yards of offense, 69 on the ground, the vast majority coming from Tawi. Northwestern, 133 yards of offense. Wildcats put 37 on the board last week with less than 300 yards of offense. How do you do that? Well, you're a plus 4 in the turnover category, including a defensive touchdown. So Northwestern was just able to get the turnovers in their favor, and that helped them pull away in the fourth quarter and break open what had been a tight game with Maryland.
Just love. I know we're in a small stadium, but Matt, you can feel it. I mean, these hits, we knew anytime these two teams get together, it's going to be physical. That's kind of the foundation and the bedrock of both of these programs. But man, we're a little lower than we normally are, and the hits, and really in the secondary, it's what impressive. The coverage has been good. Will just took a great shot. We talked. Hunter took it. Hunter's dished a few out. It has been exactly what we thought. There's been some mistakes, but it has just been a physical, hard-nosed football game, both sides of the football.
You really get that sense, because this, as you said, this is probably the lowest broadcast booth we'll ever have in a college football game, and these guys are bringing it to one another. Third down and one, Wisconsin at the Wildcats 43. Badgers so far today on third down, 2 out of 6. Let's see what Phil Longo dials up. Third and short, 2 minutes left in this first half. Wisconsin 7, Northwestern nothing. Braden Locke, 8-yard touchdown run on a read and a pull earlier in this second quarter.
And this is where coaches hope, don't put me in a position. What am I going to do if you have an incomplete pass with a minute 58? This is where you, as a O-line and as an offense, just get the first out so Luke Fickell doesn't have to think about all these decisions.
Shotgun formation, Chris Brooks motions into the backfield. Locke will turn, gives it to Tawee Walker, and close. I don't know.
A little short. Yep.
Good work defensively from Mac Uihlein. And he did stop him and see where they place it here. They need the 42. Yep, still a yard short at the 43-yard line. Fourth down and one, a minute 40. Clock running left in the first half. And Luke Fickell will go ahead and send on the punt team.
So in this case, you saw Phil Longo kind of walking down to kind of measure it up. Here's the case, Matt, where I just run it. I try to get him to jump and then take a timeout and think things through. It looks as if they've kind of tipped the hand. We're going to punt it here. Maybe they're doing that to see if they can get it. You have all kinds of options here.
Yeah, they're letting the play clock wind down. Now the Badgers will go ahead and use a timeout. Northwestern has two available. A minute 12 left in the first half. 7-0 Wisconsin. So the Badgers miss on a third and one.
You don't even really think, well, obviously all third downs and all third and shorts are pivotal, but really when you start getting it, especially as much emphasis as the end of the half and then the flip, you get the ball, if you convert that, you feel really good about going down and getting points. I don't blame Luke Fickell for punting here, but I do think, Northwestern, work it, try to get him to jump. You had a couple of different options here. Now you're going to rely on your defense.
So here we go. Atticus Bertram set the punt. Snap is clean. Pressure is lights. And the kick is away. Bryce Kurtz signals for the fair catch. They'll let it hit. And the gunner right there, Will Pauling, downs it at the one-yard line. With 1:04 left in the first half. Still 7-0 Wisconsin. Perfect work by Bertrams as well as Will Pauling. Let's see if Wisconsin can force a little something here. Wildcats at their own one.
Great execution. And with the way special teams is going, you think there's a myriad of things. Block kicks, fumbled punts, all this other stuff. Really well executed now. And now I think Wisconsin's defense is thinking score. You're sitting there inside the one-yard line. Northwestern's going to be happy just to get a first down and get out of here at the half. Wisconsin's thinking points, whether it's two or creating a big turnover.
Two timeouts available for both teams. Kurtz wide to the left. Covey and Johnson to the rights. Cam Porter, the running back. Shotgun formation for Jack Lausch, takes the snap. He'll give it to Porter, met by Sebastian Cheeks at about the 3-yard line. Short gain on the play, and a timeout taken by Luke Fickell. That's second one for Wisconsin, one remaining, 56 seconds left in the first half.
Interesting decision. I love it. You want to be aggressive here. Northwestern now, that kind of takes away maybe a little bit, if there was any aggressiveness, which I don't think there was going to be, by Braun and by Northwestern. You calling these timeouts is basically saying, all right, you can run it two more times, and we'll all take the 700-yard walk over to the locker room. But that's the kind of chess match. If you don't let that, and you have your two timeouts, maybe get the ball back. So now that interesting little battle here as far as the field position trying to get out of here on both sides of it.
Zach Lujan is the offensive coordinator for Northwestern. He comes over from South Dakota State, built his program there to back-to-back national championships. Mike Tressel's defense trying to do a little damage against that group. Second down and 8 for Northwestern from its own 3-yard line. 56 seconds left in the half, 7-0 Wisconsin. Joseph Hyman in at running back now. Kurtz out wide left. Covey and Johnson to the right. Shotgun snap, Lau. She'll hand it off to Hyman. Squeezes through the 5. He is to the 10. Run out of bounds by Austin Brown. Across the 10-yard line to the 13 to the far side. And a first down for Northwestern with 50 seconds left in the half.
I didn't expect that. Obviously, Wisconsin knew that they were going to run the football. Give Northwestern credit to be able to come off the goal line there, pick up a first down. And now I still think they're going to be conservative here, but now they have some breathing room, and if they want to make a push here, they have 50 seconds to do it.
Yep, the clock will stop until the next snap, since that play went out of bounds at the Northwestern 13-yard line. 50 seconds left in the half. First and 10 for the Wildcats, and a little movement up front here from Northwestern. Make it first and 15.
Full start. Offense, number 72. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Caleb Tiernan. Your junior left tackle.
Pretty good player.
Yeah, he is.
Done a nice job. And a lot of times now, you're really seeing Wisconsin do a great job of pointing that out. And I know there's all that, what is that lingo that they've been saying, where the defense can incite language or however it is, but pointing that out, because a lot of times the refs, if nobody says anything, they'll let a little baby flinch go. Wisconsin's pointing it out. Get a quick 5 yards there.
Wildcats back at their own 8-yard line. First and 15. Lausch the throw under pressure. Ball got knocked out. And Elijah Hills will pounce inside the 5-yard line. They knocked it out. And the Badgers with a big chance in the final 43 seconds of the first half. Exactly what they were looking to do. And they did it.
Pius.
John Pius,
yeah.
Knocked it out.
I can't believe Northwestern decided to go that route. Thank you very much. I thought they'd run it out. They get that first down, then the 5-yard penalty, and great job by Pius of beating the right tackle and then getting the football out. Hills is able to pounce on it. Now, what a position to try to go up 2 scores here with 43 seconds left in the half.
Ball at the 3-yard line of Northwestern. Cade Iacomelli in at running back now. And Locke will go under center on first and goal at the Northwestern 3. Locke takes, little toss left side. Iacomelli sprints to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Wisconsin. 13-0, the Badgers with 39 seconds left in the first half.
Well, doing something different. Obviously going under center. Ashcraft in the backfield as a fullback. And it looks like they're going to the right, and just a quick stutter step by Iacomelli, just enough, and a great pitch out. And then Iacomelli was a race to the front pylon. He wins it easily, and what a turn of events with 39 seconds left in this half.
It's a simple misdirection pitch, and Iacomelli with the speed to get home, and the extra point is good. 39 seconds left of the first half. It's now 14-0. Wisconsin. Well, if you're the Badgers, finish this half, you will receive to begin the third quarter. Still 39 seconds left in this second period.
Make your own breaks. You always need to do that. And I think the 5-yard penalty, the false start, that Benny Barton pointed it out, got that 5 yards. And I'm not sure Northwestern's mindset, but I'm very happy they went that road. Pius makes a big play. Hills recovers it. And then a nice designed little flip out. You know they work hard on that. You got to make sure you execute it. And now you just saw Braun, their Northwestern's coach, kind of do the because the air came out. You could have had a just down 7. They tried to be aggressive. It did not work. Wisconsin takes advantage of it. And as you said, now is where you can do the double up and really push coming out of half if you can get out of here with these 39 seconds, keeping them scoreless.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off for Wisconsin. Here's the run-up, and the kick is away. Hyman will watch that just get into the end zone. Almost went out of bounds, and Lahm gets a friendly bounce. And as it dribbled into the end zone for the touchback, and the Cats start at their 25.
So funny how little things change the game. You have Luke Fickell decides we're going to punt, ends up doing a great job of pinning the football down. Then Northwestern picks up that first down, and you kind of I'm thinking from up here, well, kneel on it, just get out of here if you're them. They decide to not do that. Wisconsin just kept playing and playing, and somebody stepped up. John Pius makes the big play, and now you go from 7-0 to 14.
And Lausch will go ahead and take a knee here for Northwestern, and they'll take it into the locker room with 35 seconds and counting left in the half. Badgers making their way to the locker room, and Northwestern looks like it's doing the same thing as the Badgers get the turnover. Pius the forced fumble, Hills the recovery, Iacomelli a 3-yard run, and we have hit halftime here in Evanston. Wisconsin defense continuing to play really well here, just 13 points surrendered over the last 10 quarters. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. From the experts at the State Journal, go to badgerextra.com or search your app store today. At the half in Evanston, Wisconsin 14, Northwestern nothing. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And our American Family Insurance Halftime Report rolls on here from Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium in Evanston, right on the shores of Lake Michigan. I mean right on the shores. Wisconsin leads 14-0 at the half. This game's significant in this regard. Both teams have turned it over once, but Northwestern making a critical decision error and then an execution error, trying to throw the ball in the last minute of the first half from inside, deep in their own territory, from their own 15-yard line, and they get sacked near the goal line. Ball comes loose. Wisconsin recovers at the 3-yard line, and one play later, the Badgers are in the end zone, and that makes it a 14-0 game. Northwestern had 7 drives in the first half, 4 punts, a missed field goal, a blocked field goal, and a fumble. They also had to take a knee possession in the final 30 seconds of the first half. First half stats, Braden Locke, 9 of 16 for 109 yards, does have the interception. He has run it in for a touchdown as well. Tawee Walker, 12 for 68. Although I'll make this note, maybe Patrick Herb will have a report for us coming out of the locker room. But on the next-to-last possession, when Wisconsin failed on a third and short, when Tawee Walker was leaving the field, he was heavily favoring his left shoulder. So we'll see if his availability is impacted. It was Cade Iacomelli who got the touchdown on the final possession for Wisconsin in the first half. But Walker did have 12 rushes, 68 yards in the first half. Darian Dupree had a big catch out of the backfield for 26 yards in the first half. The leading receiver was Will Pauling, 3 for 29, and C.J. Williams, 2 for 28. It is Wisconsin 14 and Northwestern nothing. Our American Family Insurance halftime report will continue in a moment as we check out some of the other scores across the country. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mats and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. In the Big Ten last night, number 2, Oregon, they knocked off Purdue 35-0 in West Lafayette. The Ducks improved to 7-0, 4-0 in the league. Purdue drops to 1-6 and 0-4 in the league. All right, check out this from the Big Ten right now. 1:09 remaining in the first half, and Indiana at home leads Nebraska 28-7. The Hoosiers are 6-0, and if this one holds, they'll move to 4-0 in the Big Ten. It is the final, well, 2 of the last 3 games for Indiana would be the question marks. Their only difficult remaining games are Michigan and Ohio State back-to-back. Indiana, the surprise team of the league, They lead 28-7 over Nebraska, 109 to play in the second quarter. UCLA has gone across the country and a battle of some bads in the Big Ten. UCLA is 0-4 in the Big Ten. Rutgers 1-2 in the Big Ten. UCLA leads 21-10. That one is at the half. Michigan and Illinois, a big-time game at 2:30. 24th-ranked Michigan at 22nd-ranked Illinois in Champaign. That's a 2:30 kick at 3 o'clock. USC has traveled across the country. They will take on Maryland. That one, as I said, kicks at 3 p.m. Iowa and Michigan State go tonight. Other top 25 scores right now, 6th-ranked Miami leads 24-14 at Louisville late in the first half. Also at the half, number 10, Clemson leads Virginia 17-7. And Auburn and Missouri, 19th-ranked in the country, 3-3 tie, final 30 seconds of the first half. 23rd-ranked Army leads East Carolina 24-0. Our halftime report continues in a moment. We'll visit with Billy Schmid. That happens when we come back. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Back on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report as we continue from Northwestern Medicine Field, Martin Stadium. The last game Northwestern will play here this year. Their other home games will move to Wrigley Field. They will play here again next year, but it will be Wisconsin's only trip in here. They'll be at Ryan Field starting in the 2026 season. About an $800 million project for a 35,000-seat new stadium. Totally new. They knocked that thing down. It is a gravel pit right now. Construction underway. Billy Schmidt hosts the postgame show alongside of Lance Allen. He joins me now at the break. 14-0. Wisconsin, and a very questionable, you know, Northwestern sports talk radio on Monday. We'll wonder what David Braun was doing on that final Northwestern possession of the first half, but Billy, Wisconsin will take it.
Yeah, Northwestern's going to be lucky that they're Chicago's Big Ten team, because I can't imagine they're going to generate a whole lot of talk
correct.
On a Monday.
That's correct.
Because, Mike, you're exactly right. That is a questionable, to say the least, decision. However, it's about taking advantage of opportunities. How many different times over the last, 20-so-odd games for this program have you seen them not be able to capitalize and strike while the iron's hot? Elijah Hills, I would have liked to see my man be able to get himself in there from 3 yards away. Cade Iacomelli, the next play, beautiful design, little trickeration going under center in 2024. Mike, it's beautiful. It's a great turning point. Now you see how, after this long walk back and forth to their locker room, how the Badgers come out here in the second half, because right now they got the juice. They got to be able to take it here for the last 30 minutes in a spot where it sounds like very difficult to be able to generate some juice.
Yeah. Billy, in 8 first half possessions for Northwestern, they had 4 punts, a missed field goal, a blocked field goal, a sack fumble, and then they took a knee. To me, the biggest of those possessions was Northwestern's third possession of the game. It was after Wisconsin threw a pick, an interception, ill-advised there.
Yeah.
But it was a 3-and-out. So that's one of those times where the defense stepped out on the field and picked up Braden Locke on a bad decision.
Yeah, smart guys think alike, Mike. I'm right there with you. I think that was otherwise the biggest moment of the game. Opportunity to bail out your quarterback and then right after be able to go capitalize. Now, Luke was talking about it on the TV side as well. He didn't think they're winning the line of scrimmage, and I'm pretty much there with him, Mike. There's got to be an assertive dominance here in the second half on the line of scrimmage, because right now the defense has been able to capitalize when the ball's been in the air. Lausch has made some things happen, but you start bullying them up front, you're forcing Northwestern into some difficult situations here into the second half.
And Lausch, with his legs, is a weapon. With his arm, at least in this first half, not so much.
Yeah, everybody has their day, and this kid looks like he was a dangerous flag football player in the backyard with jeans on, Mike, because he's shaking and moving all over the place. Get this guy onto the ground, and some good things are going to be able to happen. I'm also looking, Mike, and I know you're stunned by this. Joe Brunner and company there on the left side of the offensive line are moving people. Get that to be the Badger side of the run game, and let's continue to be able to move the Wildcats off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's a really an interesting second half. There's a significant 4-week stretch of games coming up for Wisconsin, but Barry Alvarez was of this mindset: make it mean more. And how you make it mean more is go ahead and finish this one off and go on this 3-game, maybe the opportunity to flip your season around by the Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern games, and that's what's waiting for them over the final 30 minutes here.
Mike, the symbolism to me is not lost, where last year after the Northwestern game, it was a remarkably difficult post game for you to go into, talk to some players after. This looks like it could be a moment where, as the program shifts here in year 2 under Coach Fick and this coaching staff, that this could be a moment where you're really galvanized and believing the wind is fully in the back of your sails. You're right. Next week is still staring you down. You got 30 minutes to make that be the night that we're all hoping it is for homecoming weekend at Camp Randall in a week.
Billy, Wisconsin got that break. They made their own break, but Northwestern's decision that we started this conversation on late in the first half, Badgers can double up on the first possession of the third quarter here. I just want to get your feel for what this next 30 minutes in your world looks like.
It feels to me like this has an opportunity to, again, assert some dominance. Now, you were quick on the first segment, point out the Tawi Walker. I'm very interested to see what that update ends up being for Patrick on the sidelines, but could be a lot of Cade Iacomelli, a little Darion Dupree, and maybe 1-2 deep shots, because, Mike, I don't know if the wind off the lake is too difficult. You'd still be able to put a 9-iron up onto the dance floor, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
if a deep shot could be a possibility, the Badgers have been setting up Northwestern for a Vinny Anthony take the top off this thing and really break this thing open.
We'll see what this third quarter looks like. We'll look forward to the post-game conversation between you and Lance Allen. That's Billy Schmid. You'll hear him when this game goes final later today. 14-0 Badgers at the break. Coming up, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Matt and Mark will return for a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good! And the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Shop your local grocer today.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
15-0, Wisconsin leads Northwestern at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Operating Engineers, build your career, join 139.com. Tawee Walker, 12 carries for 68 first half yards. Cade Iacomelli made the most of his one tote, a 3-yard touchdown run. Braden Locke also a touchdown run in the first half. Locke through the air, 9 of 16, 109 yards, one interception. Cam Porter, the leading rusher for Northwestern, 9 carries for 39 yards. A rough first half for quarterback Jack Lausch, 4 of 14 for 54 yards. And the lost fumble that set up Wisconsin's second touchdown of the half in the final minute of it. 184 yards of offense for Wisconsin, 139 for Northwestern. The Badgers 2 out of 7. On third down, Northwestern is just 2 of 8. Badgers committed just one penalty in the first half. Northwestern was guilty of 3, totaling 25 yards. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Kerb caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, you talk about the importance of special teams all the time. Two block kicks.
Apparently we don't have them. Okay, but it's important to get two block kicks.
And yeah, it helps.
And then you force a turnover, and good to capitalize. I'm sure a curious decision from the Northwestern fan base, deep in your own territory. Quarterback who had been struggling, trying to throw, and John Pius knocked it out. And the Badgers able to recover, Elijah Hills, and then Iacomelli finishing. And the Badgers now will get the ball to start the second half.
It kind of was a first half that we expected some of it, obviously the block kicks, but it's always going to be a hard fought battle, and that's what this first half has been. I think Wisconsin, you know, from a yardage standpoint, you're not going to be blown away with what's going on, but it's just been hard grinding, and you're taking advantage of opportunities. And from a special team standpoint, you block a field goal, you block a punt, you're able to pin the Northwestern down and set yourself up to allow your defense to make a play to set up your offense. So not the prettiest half of football, but the scoreboard looks pretty right now.
14-0 Wisconsin. Luke Akers to kick off. Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli are deep, and the kick is away, and this will not be returned. It hits in the back line of the end zone. Second half underway with the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line.
A lot of really good things, and again, Braden Locke made a mistake. Bad throw, and he bounced back. So that's another thing that you hear about it, but his decision-making with holding the football, with being able to, you know, get out and not hand it off and then hand it off when he's supposed to. You get a touchdown run on it, and he's given Tawi a good opportunity to have some yards rushing. So I think all in all, kind of an up and down. He still has to eliminate some of those mistakes, but just love the way that he's able to bounce back when those mistakes do happen.
First and 10 for the Badgers. They come out, two receivers left. C.J. Williams out wide to the right. Actually, Will Pauling slot right. Loops in motion to the left. And Locke will throw it to Pauling, and the ball's knocked out, incomplete. Grayson Metz was there for a rude greeting. And that's how you can get your receiver cut in half. Fortunately, it's an incomplete pass, and Pauling gets up for second and 10.
Yeah, that's why I've been raving about the perimeter blocking, and that time, unfortunately, that was not secured up. The Northwestern did a good job of going around it, but you always are careful, too, throwing it in front of the line of scrimmage, behind the line. Very dangerous play. Very lucky that ball just fell, and we're moving on.
Tretch Kekahuna in there now, slot to the left on second down. Locke will hand it to Tawi Walker. Breaks through across the 30-yard line and gets dumped there just beyond the 30, close to the 31, bringing up third down for Wisconsin. Opening minutes, second half, 14-0 the Badgers. They'll place it just across the 30, third down and 5.
Kind of a slow developing play. You pull Joe Brunner from left guard, and he does a good job of kind of sorting through where Northwestern's bodies were and able to just get enough on his man, and you pick up 5 yards, setting up a much more manageable third down.
Balling slot left, Kekahuna slot right, Walker the running back to throw, Braden Locke, three-man rush, Braden looks, throws, incomplete, intended for Pauling, good coverage from Koko Azuma. So a three and out for the Badgers to begin quarter number three.
Yeah, they rushed three, dropped a bunch of guys into coverage, and Wisconsin's only gave enough time. I thought Braden could have maybe held on for another beat. Kind of rushed it. Good coverage. If he runs, maybe he can get it. There's all kinds of easy things from up here to do. But I'm sad I'm not sitting right next to Matt, because Brunner again went over, cracked a rib on the rusher on Jack Nelson. Love to see that.
Glad we got some separation here in the booth today.
I'll hit Heller instead.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Bryce Kurtz is deep, and the kick more of a line drive. Kurtz at the 20-yard line, cutting to his right, across the 25. Kurtz across the 30-yard line and brought down there. And Northwestern will begin first and 10 in some decent field position. 51 yards on the punt, 14 on the return. 56 seconds gone by in the second half. It is 14-0, Wisconsin leading Northwestern.
When you defer and you kind of position yourself, it's exactly, you score right before the half. And then when you're up two scores, this is one of those where, man, it would have been nice for us to even if go down and get a field goal. Give Northwestern credit for finding a way off the field. And now that onus of momentum, good punt return. It flips back to this Wisconsin defense.
And Jack Lausch has Cam Porter behind him. Receiver out wide left. You have Marshall Lang slot right. Jogs in motion the other way. Hand off to Porter, trying to hit it off the left side. Gets slammed to the ground across the 35 to the 36-yard line. You had Aaron Witts over there defensively. Jaheim Thomas as well.
Good job by the big fellas up front of just kind of holding their spot and allowing. A lot of times linebackers have to make those, running backs have to make those decisions on when to cut and when to go. Well, when you can muddy the waters and give your linebackers time to kind of sit, react, that was Jaheim Thomas was able to do that because the fellas up front gave him that window.
Second down and 7 for the Wildcats for their own 36-yard line. Minute and a half gone by, third quarter. Badgers up 14. And Covey wide left, motions to the right. Lausch calls for the ball. Face high, shotgun snap to him. He'll hand off to Porter, working off the right side. Gets 2 yards, maybe three, up near the 39-yard line. It'll be a third down, and looks like they're going to mark closer to the 38 of Northwestern. So make it third down and 5 for the Wildcats.
Good job of staying home and just being disciplined with their gap coverage and what they were needed to do. That was Northwestern trying to just run a hard zone play to the right, and they just continued to fill the gaps, made him continue to bounce, and not much there for Northwestern.
Joseph Hyman in at running back now. Covey and Calvin Johnson out to the left. Receiver out wide to the right. Thomas Gordon, the tight end, motions left. Breaks back the other way on third down and five. Snap to Lausch. Wanted to pull it down. He will. He's across the 40 and diving. He started that dive short of the stick. They still might give him a decent spot, but he's going to be a little bit short at the 42-yard line. Just across that. Well, I thought he started his dive a little earlier than that, but it's fourth down, and David Braun's leaving the offense on the field, it looks like, here early in the third quarter.
I think he went with the head first dive, and actually I think he ended up kind of tripping upon himself a little bit and definitely was short of the line. But, yeah, very nice spot by the officials there on that dive.
Ball at the 42 of Northwestern, fourth down, less than a yard. Cats 3 out of 8 this season on fourth down. Shotgun formation, Porter the running back, handoff, Cam Porter, and he will get the first down. And boy, did he have to fight for it. Badgers trying to claim they got the stop, but they did not. Porter needed one, and he somehow found a way to slam into the line for 2 yards and a first down for the Wildcats.
A good job there by Wisconsin's D-line. Give Porter credit. He kept his feet moving because that was blocked for not much. They didn't get much, but they got enough to pick up that first down.
3.5 minutes gone by, third quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin. First and 10 Northwestern for the Wildcats, 44. Kurtz wide left, two receivers to the right. Porter in there at running back to the left of Lausch. Marshall Lang, the tight end, motions to the formation. Reading and pulling is Lausch. Shuffles off to his left. He'll throw to his left. Kurtz on the catch inside the 45-yard line. Steps out of bounds near the 41 of Wisconsin at the near side. Ricardo Hallman over there defensively. First down for the Wildcats back into Wisconsin territory.
I think that's the first time I've seen him roll out to the left. He has been so, obviously right-handed. It's easier to go to the right, but that was the design play and well executed by Northwestern. They get a little drag route underneath. That was open. A lot of opportunity there. Throwing to your left, not the easiest thing, and he showed on that one that he could do it.
Two receivers make it three on the right, one on the left for the Wisconsin 41-yard line. First and 10. Bryce Kurtz in motion right to left as Lausch back to throw, stands at the 50, winds it up, floats it right side for Kurtz, and he cannot pull it in at the 20-yard line of the far side. Zachman on the coverage. Kurtz got his hands on it but could not pull it in. It's second and 10 from the Wisconsin 41-yard line.
Pretty good pressure there. I think it was Kurt Neal. He got held if they didn't call it. Now, you know it's a big hold if I'm telling you that they did it, but a little form tackle there. It was on Leon Lowry, actually, and really good throw. Very fortunate that ball fell to the turf.
Second and 10, ball at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. Kurtz and Calvin Johnson out wide to the right. Frank Covey out to the left. And now Johnson will motion right to left and loops behind the quarterback. And they'll fake the toss to him. Lausch looking, one punt, throws. That's caught by Porter at the 40-yard line. And he is sent down by Jaheim Thomas inside the 35. They'll mark it, looks like, right at the 35 of Wisconsin. And that brings up third down and 4 for Northwestern.
Oh, great job by Forkerine of staying outside of him and forcing him. That was a little fake pump to the right. And you see it, you have to make sure you're staying home. And Wisconsin's defense on their right side stayed home. And Nizer Forkerine did a fantastic job of not letting that get out. And that gave time for Jaheim Thomas to get over there and make a play.
Barton, Dylan Johnson, Elijah Hills, the down lineman, four receivers stacked to the right. Here's Lausch, gets the snap, probing to the left side. And Jaheim Thomas stands him up at the 34-yard line. Make it 4th and 3 for Northwestern.
Old school design quarterback sweep where you have everybody pull the left tackle, pulled everybody. Nobody went up to Jaheim Thomas. He saw again, he read it, and just boop, came through. Nobody picked him up and was able to stop him right in his tracks.
It's 4th down and a little less than 3. Ball placed inside the Wisconsin 34-yard line. The Cats need the 31. 9:15 left third quarter. 14-0 Wisconsin. Northwestern will go for it. Two receivers right, one on the left. Porter is the running back. Lausch has the snap, four-man rush, little pressure, steps up, running left with space at the 30, 25-20. Lausch to the 15, to the 10, and out of bounds near the 5-yard line. Forced there by Hunter Waller. All kinds of open space for Jack Lausch, and Northwestern has a first and goal.
Off of the left side again, he decided to pull the ball down. Wisconsin brought a little bit of pressure and unable, just with their 4, got back. Darryl Peterson got washed by. Nice run by Lausch.
Badgers trying to get organized defensively. Here's Lausch with the snap. He'll read it and pull it and dives back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Elijah Hills was there. Boy, Badgers looked disoriented defensively there, but they got it right in just the nick of time. Second and goal at the five.
That's what we all thought coming in. This was going to be Northwestern's ticket. And Wisconsin has done a really good job of keeping him contained. Not on that fourth and three. He did a good job and not going down right away. He had his eyes on the end zone. Wisconsin stopped it short. Now time to bow up.
8:05 left third quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin. Second and goal, Northwestern at the five. Single wide receiver to the left is Kurtz. Frank Covey is off the left wing. Snap to Lausch. He will get it to Porter, and he gets popped inside the five, driven down at about the three-yard line. You had Darryl Peterson there, Jake Chaney as well, defensively for Wisconsin.
Elijah Hills is what disrupted that play. He was able to shoot into the gap, get into the backfield, and force an earlier jump cut than what he wanted to do, and that allowed Wisconsin, the rest of the defenders, to get down there to keep it to a one-yard game.
Third and goal, Northwestern at the four. Halfway through this third quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin. Order the running back, Frank Covey out wide to the right.